Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Rise Higher Daily. We're all about those quick mindset moves that can seriously level up your day, right? Today's topic is something I personally live by: setting boundaries. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, boundaries, how boring, hear me out. We're talking about protecting your mental well-being, which is more important than ever in this crazy world we live in. Think of it like this. Your mind is a precious resource, like a high-performance engine. You wouldn't run that engine on fumes, would you? Same goes for your brain. Setting boundaries means saying no to the things that drain you and yes to what truly nourishes your soul. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can seriously transform how you protect your mental space. First up, recognize your limits. We all have them, even if we don't always acknowledge them. Ever felt like you were constantly running on empty? Like you were saying yes to everything and everyone, but feeling drained and overwhelmed? That's a sign you might need to set some boundaries. What are the things that consistently drain your energy? Work deadlines, social obligations, even certain types of conversations. Recognizing these limits is the first step to protecting yourself. Next, learn to say no. This one's tough for many of us. We're often conditioned to please others and avoid confrontation. But saying no isn't selfish, it's self-care. It means prioritizing your well-being and making space for what truly matters. Remember, you don't have to explain yourself or apologize for setting boundaries. A simple thank you for the offer, but I'm unable to commit right now can be enough. Third, communicate your boundaries clearly. Don't expect people to read your mind. If you need time alone to recharge, let them know. If certain topics are off limits, be upfront about it. The clearer you are, the less likely there will be misunderstandings or resentment. Think of it like setting up a fence around your mental space, clearly define the boundaries so everyone knows where they stand. Number 4. Be consistent. Setting boundaries is an ongoing process, not a one-time event. There will be times when people push back or try to test your limits. Stay firm and reiterate your boundaries calmly and assertively. Consistency sends a strong message that you're serious about protecting your well-being. And finally, practice self-compassion. Remember, it's okay to make mistakes and adjust your boundaries as needed. Be kind to yourself throughout this process. It takes time and courage to learn how to set healthy limits. Celebrate your wins and remember that you deserve to have your mental well-being prioritized. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a single mom juggling work, kids, and social commitments. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. One day, she realizes she needs to set boundaries. So, she starts by saying no to unnecessary social invitations, delegating tasks at work, and carving out time for herself each day. It takes some effort, but gradually, Sarah starts to feel less stressed and more fulfilled. She has more energy for her kids, enjoys her work more, and even rediscovers hobbies she used to love. See? Setting boundaries isn't about shutting yourself off from the world, it's about creating space for what truly matters: your well-being, your relationships, and your passions. It's about saying yes to a life that feels aligned with your values and brings you joy. So, are you ready to level up your life by setting some healthy boundaries? Think about the areas where you could use more protection: work, relationships, social media, and start small. Maybe say no to one extra commitment this week or carve out 15 minutes each day for self-care. Every step counts. Remember, taking care of your mental well-being is not selfish, it's an essential investment in yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on setting boundaries. What are some challenges you face? What strategies have worked for you? Let's keep the conversation going on social media using the hashtag #RiseHigherDaily. And remember, keep rising higher, one mindset move at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.